I've had this idea about doing this set for a while, and we all learned these songs especially for the gig. So it's really exciting, and it's so much. I'm having a really good time, so I hope you're enjoying it. In the later 70s is when Esther got into a bit more of the disco material, and it was kind of a comeback for her. She sadly had a whole range of personal issues, quite like some of her contemporaries like Etta James, where she had periods in and out of rehab. And there's not as much information going around about Esther, autobiographically speaking, as there are for Etta and other singers, because she was quite private. But she did struggle her whole life with, unfortunately, with drugs. And, you know, it went from label to label, and you can only kind of assume that it was part of her personal life that was affecting her career. But this disco era was kind of a comeback, and I was pretty excited that Uptown said yes, they would have us for this gig tonight, because disco kind of is not exactly jazz, but hey, it's jazzy. This song was originally released by Odyssey, which I only found out via Google, because I hadn't heard of Odyssey before. Is that embarrassing, too bad to admit? Sorry. I'm just honest.
You're very young, Chelsea.
Oh. But I had not only heard the Esther version. And I quite like Esther's version. It's very fun. I don't think I could ever get away with singing this song in any other context but an Esther Phillips tribute, because it's called Native New Yorker, which clearly I'm not. And in the original version, they say she's a Native New Yorker, or you're a Native New Yorker, but Esther changed it to I'm a Native New Yorker, which she wasn't either. It's all very mysterious. I believe she's originally from Texas, but I did listen to a radio interview, and Esther said she did live, after she finished the tour with the Johnny Otis Band, she moved to New York as a teen, and I believe that's why she recorded this song. Apparently she hated living there. That's a bit of trivia for you. Anyway, this is called Native New Yorker.
Style. When we afford, that's all right, baby.
But it will be short, probably 15 minutes, so don't go away. We're going to wrap up with one of Esther's biggest songs, probably her biggest song ever. Her last big hit, which went, you know, was international. She was on TV and in France and all around the place doing this song live. And it's one of the most hilarious versions of a standard I've ever heard. It's fabulous.